The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It is rare that I carry a story over from one segment to another, particularly at the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, I almost always leave what I was talking about before the break and reset and go off in a completely different direction. But I can't do that. I've got to continue just for a moment this discussion about what's happening in California concerning reparations. Yeah. Number one, reparations cannot work, will not work. It's impossible. The only reason anybody in government is talking about reparations is because they want to remain in power. Vote for us, you'll get free stuff. Stuff that you didn't earn. Stuff you don't really deserve. But trust us, we will give you free stuff. I mean, there have been proposals in California to give every black person who can trace their ancestry to slavery over $1 million apiece. Now, they do anything to earn that? No. What, and regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity, what usually happens when you drop a large amount of money in someone's lap who didn't earn it, didn't deserve it? Disaster. Do a little study of the people who have won the big, big jackpots in the lotteries, Mega Millions, Powerball, and so forth. Many of them, not all, but many of them end up in absolute disaster. The huge amount of money destroys them, destroys their family, destroys their marriage, because it is an unbiblical concept. The biblical concept is you earn it. You work for it. There was never, ever a welfare program in Scripture where money was just handed to people who didn't do anything to deserve it and didn't do anything to earn it. In fact, the biblical principle is you don't work, you don't eat. If you want something, you work for it. That is a thoroughly biblical principle. There is another biblical principle. There is a wonderful, wonderful story in the Old Testament about someone who was a slave. A slave. They were bought and sold like a piece of property. They were a slave. Later on in life, this former slave had an opportunity to get even with those who sold him into slavery. Did he demand reparations? No. Joseph, concerning his brothers, said, "You meant it for evil. God meant it for good." There is your biblical answer, one of many, about whether reparations are biblical or not. Again, Joseph said, "You meant it for evil. God meant it for good." All right, now, back to California. One of my listeners, I love my listeners and I love hearing from you. One of my listeners, after I was dealing with this story in California, said, Bob, we're all mutts. We're all mutts. We're all a mixture of this and this and this and this and this and this. Now, on my mother's side, there is a lot of English in my mother's side. I won't even go into it. A city in the Midwest was founded by my great-great-great-grandfather, an English general. Anyway, I won't go into that. But on my dad's side, oh, my goodness, you talk about Heinz 57? I am a little bit of everything, and so are most of you. That's why this whole DNA testing, what is it, something 23, where you do the DNA testing to find out what your background is. People are shocked when they find out their background. They didn't know. And it's been in the news quite a bit. Several very, very prominent black activists have learned they are direct descendants of slave owners. Yeah, they weren't expecting that. No, they weren't expecting that. Direct descendants of slave owners. Many black people are direct descendants of white people. Many white people are direct descendants of black people. Blacks and whites intermarried, and in generations, the white predominated, others, the black predominated. So in other words, as my listener said, we're all mutts. And so here is the hysterical thing about what's happening in California. They have just approved a bill that would create a brand new state agency, and it's a genealogy office. Well, they don't need a genealogy office. Just talk to a Mormon. You know, the Mormons are really, really, really big about their genealogy. Why? So they can be baptized for the dead. If there was ever a ridiculous doctrine, this baptism for the dead that is practiced by Mormons, one, very, very obscure verse in the New Testament is the basis for a major doctrine of Mormonism, baptism for the dead. It has no basis in Scripture whatsoever. But because of that, the Mormons are fanatical about genealogy because they got to go back generation after generation after generation so they can be baptized for great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa so they can see them in heaven. Well, again, it's ridiculous from a theological standpoint. But anyway, so they have passed a bill to create a genealogy office. So if they ever get around to actually paying out reparations, and they won't because it's untenable, it's impossible, but remember, vote for us. We'll give you free stuff. It may be 10 years before we get to reparations, but you vote for us. It may be 20 years, but you vote for us. It's all about power. So anyway, here is the hysterical thing about this. As they are beginning to create this, it's called CAFA, C-A-F-A, California American Freedmen Affairs Agency. CAFA. This is the new agency being created by Senate Bill 1403, California American Freedmen Affairs Agency. It is the state, it is the brand new state genealogy office. Well, one of the things that they're finding is that as they begin to go back in their genealogy at the California American Freedmen Affairs Agency, they're finding that many white Californians have enough black ancestry in their genealogy that a whole bunch of white Californians are going to qualify for reparations. How do you think that is going to go over in the black community? No, I'm serious. When money, reparations money, is paid out to white people who can trace their genealogy to black slaves, how's that going to go over in the black community? I thought that was for us. It's not for white people, it's for us. The whole thing is just ludicrous, ridiculous. And I don't believe those that are behind the whole reparations thing, I don't think they ever really, really believe it'll ever come about. But it keeps them in power. And that's what it's all about.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is 23 minutes after the top of the hour, and my telephone number continues to be 877-BOB-LIVE. In fact, you know, I've had that number for over 24 years now, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I have a question. How are Bidenomics working out for you? President Biden is running on his record for the economy. How's it working out for you? No, seriously. Do you remember 4 years ago? Are things better for you or worse for you? Are groceries more or less expensive? Is fuel more expensive or less expensive? Did you know that just last year alone, 5,500 retail stores closed in America? 5,500 stores. That was just last year. Now, you can't blame that on COVID any longer. Now, 2022, you might be able, probably not, but I mean, if you really want to stretch it, in 2022, you could say, well, stores were still, retail industry was still kind of coming back from COVID and so forth. But 2023, and by the way, those 5,500 stores that closed across America was a 30% increase over 2022. Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond, out of business. Walgreens had the most closures in their history. Rite Aid, CVS, 7-Eleven. The largest number of store closings in their history, and it goes on and on and on. Other major retailers closing their doors. Well, let's continue the discussion. How much have energy prices increased under Joe Biden? Anybody want to guess? 30%. How does that compare with the previous 7 years? Okay? 13 times faster during the Biden administration than the previous 7 years combined. During his administration, energy prices, depending on the kind of energy, has increased 29.4% to over 50%, rising, and I'm quoting, 13 times faster than the previous 7 years, according to the Wall Street Journal analysis of the Bureau of Labor Statistics data. In the 7 years before Joe Biden became president, which would have included the entire Trump era, the previous 7 years, electric prices rose a total in 7 years, 5%. Since Joe Biden has become president, 30% or more. That's energy prices. That doesn't include groceries and all of that. Now, are things going to get better or are things going to get worse? Well, you would think that Joe Biden, just before the election, would be doing everything he possibly can to bring down energy prices. Well, not so much. Because he is obsessed with the whole climate change hoax. So get this. Listen to this headline. Biden administration locking down half of Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. This is from a news release from the Department of Energy. Quote, the 23 million acre petroleum reserve on the North Slope of Alaska was set aside as an emergency oil supply originally for the U.S. Navy by President Warren Harding. Yeah, Warren Harding. It has been used to help the energy needs of America. One of my uncles worked on the North Slope for many, many years. The North Slope has produced millions, possibly billions of barrels of oil with almost no environmental impact whatsoever. A couple of incidents, but for the most part, no environmental disasters or even negative impact at all. Quote, President Biden is on the verge of locking down half of the National Petroleum Reserve, making it totally unavailable for oil and gas development. He intends to do so with a new rule that is proposed by the Biden administration through the Bureau of Land Management, a division of the Department of Interior. The public comment period has ended, and the rule will be finalized soon. One half of the potential oil reserve on the North Slope will be completely closed. Experts are predicting a dramatic rise in energy costs. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.